a voice for all veterans. To find out how you make a difference, visit our website at HancockVeterans.com.
They worked for decades creating the greatest hits of all time, so you didn't have to.
It's your job.
Oh, you got that right. On Classic Hits 96.7, WBVI.
On the other end of our phone line, we are so lucky to have with us Brody Conley, who has just been named state champion for wrestling for Tiffin Columbian. Good morning, Brody.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
We're very well.
Have you come off the cloud yet?
No. Not yet.
Tell us what you were thinking as you were going to state. I know last year there were so many of you who wanted to go and couldn't make it down there because of COVID. What were you thinking as you were headed down there this weekend?
Coming off of last year, there was just a lot of motivation, and that's kind of what the whole state tournament was. You could see that in everybody's eyes. Everybody was ready, and everybody was excited. And, there was just a lot of excitement and a lot of stuff that I wanted to happen.
Was there a feeling, a difference, because you weren't in the huge venue that you've been to before, that you were in some smaller places?
Yeah, it was different. Ever since I was a little kid, I've always gone up to the high school state tournament and always remember it being at the Shot and remembering how big, and that it was almost scary at times, but it was definitely different, but it was always the same goal and nothing really changed that, but yeah, it was a little different.
What did you do to prepare for this tournament?
Like every day, just going in the practice room, staying focused, getting done what I needed to get done, and wrestling hard every day, and then training my body and getting myself right.
For those people who don't know how the state tournament runs, how many matches did you have before you had to actually know that you were going to be going for state champ?
I had to wrestle 3 matches.
Okay. And when you finally realized that you had won, what was that feeling like? I mean, you've been doing this, I assume, since you were very, very small, correct?
Yeah, yep.
And when you finally realized and you stood up and the ref had raised your arm and said that you had won, what was that feeling like?
It was just the feeling of relief, essentially. Something I've been training for my whole life. Goal that I've been chasing for such a long time, ever since I was a little kid, and it was just a relief, and it was just overwhelming, and yeah, it was just it's crazy.
When you were in that match, how long did that last match take?
It took the whole 6 minutes.
Wow.
No, go ahead.
No,
what
go
was
on,
it,
go
what,
on.
What was the score for that match?
It was a little close for a while, and then right at the end, I ended up sticking it out. So, yeah, it was the whole 6 minutes.
What was your last move that you knew that you had done it?
I hit a high C and stepped between his legs, and I just popped my head out and put him to his back and got back points from it.
Did the person you had beaten, did they say anything to you afterwards?
No, there wasn't really much communication between. I just told them you did a great job, and that's all that was really said.
Your parents have been a big supporter mm-hmm. of what you've done, correct?
Oh, yes, for sure.
Your dad, has he helped you coach? Did he coach?
Yeah, my dad's always been in my corner, yep.
Wow.
And you're only a junior, so you have one more year of wrestling. Are you going to continue this?
Oh, yes, most definitely.
And what are your plans after, when you're done with high school?
I'm going to be attending Cornell University, and I'm going to be wrestling there.
Wow. Good for you.
And what is your aim to be when you're finally done with school? What is it you want to grow up and be?
Not fully sure on that yet, but I definitely want to be in the medical field, and not fully sure yet, but that's the central idea.
Brody, for those kids who are a lot younger than you, and knowing that you've grown up in the wrestling, if someone is contemplating getting into wrestling, what would you say to them?
I'd definitely tell them for sure that it's a great choice, and I know it's not, might not be fit for everyone, but it's always worth a try, and because it's something that not a lot of people can handle, and if you are one person that can, you got a lot of resilience. You got a lot of determination and a lot of discipline, and that can mean a lot for future jobs, future like references, and just make you pretty much an overall better person, I think, because it just kind of puts your mind in a different place and allows you to do whatever you want. You're very goal driven, because that's definitely what's helped for me from wrestling. It's helped me, you know, just strive for every goal and not stop until I've attained it.
Wow. Very well said. Because I was going to ask, I mean, it's one of the few sports where there is no team. It's just you, you know? There's you and the other person, and that's it.
Yeah, it definitely measures the amount of working time you put in personally, and shows really your true self, and it's a great sport. I love it.
Well, good All for right. you. And congratulations, Cody. We're so proud of you.
Thank you so much.
All right. You take care, and best of luck on the rest of the school year.
Yeah, thank you so much. Have a
okay.
great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's Brody Conley, junior at Tiffin Columbian High School, now the state champ for wrestling in his division. I believe it's 170.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. Very good. All right, 8:47 in the morning. We'll take a look at the weather forecast coming up in just a little bit.